The nation will never forget. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Today, the families of those who were lost 21 years ago on September 11 pause to reflect, remember, and mourn. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is at the ceremony at Ground Zero in New York.
Between periods of rain, I spoke to Barbara Ratchko. Although she lost her husband on American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon more than 20 years ago, this is the first time she's ever been to a 9/11 ceremony at one of the attack sites.
We had just gotten married. We were together for 15 and a half years. We got married on June 16, 2001. And then 89 days later, I lost him.
At Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon, while First Lady Jill Biden appeared at the memorial site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. A hearse carrying Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh, Scotland. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
The Queen's casket leaving the gates of Balmoral and beginning its journey through Scotland to Holyrood House, the official residence of Queen Elizabeth in Edinburgh. The coffin was greeted there by members of the Royal Company of Archers, the Queen's bodyguard.
The late Queen's casket will be flown to London Tuesday ahead of the funeral the following week. A Colorado police officer was killed early this morning while responding to a disturbance call.
The suspect's fire struck an Arvada police officer, killing him. The second officer on scene attempted to rescue his friend and colleague and provide first aid. The officer was transported to a hospital where he was declared deceased.
Arvada Police Chief Link Strait says a woman who was shot and the suspect are both hospitalized. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russian troops are beginning to pull back in Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region.
This comes as a Ukrainian counteroffensive is making significant advances. Ukraine claims it retook more than 385 square miles just in the past week.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Authorities in Las Vegas have arrested Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis in connection with the murder of investigative journalist Jeff Gehrman. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
A Democrat Clark County Public Administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene. Authorities found a hat and bloody shoes that matched those seen in footage. They also released a photo of a red SUV they believed to be connected to the murder last Saturday. A similar SUV was found in Tellis's driveway.
Gehrman was found dead outside his home in Las Vegas last weekend. The second race of the NASCAR playoffs is the Hollywood Casino 400 in Kansas, getting underway this hour. Fox's Bob Mortelli has more.
Tyler Reddick was the final driver to qualify for the pole. He got the job done at 180.6 miles per hour.
As much as you want to adjust on it sometimes, you know, I felt like it was best to just run it out and get a feel for our car as long as we could, and Certainly got a pretty good feel for it. You know, it definitely likes the top two or three grooves of this racetrack.
Courtesy the USA Network, Reddick picked up his second pole this year, the third of his career and his first ever on an oval track. Points leader Joey Logano had the second fastest car. Logano's a three-time Cup Series winner at Kansas. Logano enters the race with a six-point edge over William Byron and eight in front of Denny Hamlin. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.